Let me ask you something before we go anywhere today. When was the last time you made 3 takeoffs and 3 landings? Not this month, the exact date, can you name it? If you had to think about that, stick with me, because we need to talk. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Pattern, and you're listening to Traffic Pattern, the show where we try to make you a little bit safer and a little bit sharper before your next flight. Today we're pulling apart one of the most misunderstood regulations in the whole book. It's short, it's only a few sentences long. And I promise you, there are current, certificated, perfectly legal pilots out there who are getting a piece of it wrong right now. Federal Aviation Regulation 6157, recent flight experience, most folks just call it currency. And here's the thing about currency. It is the rule that decides whether you are legally allowed to put another human being in your airplane, your spouse, your kids, your buddy from work who's always wanted to see the house from the air. Whether you can take them depends entirely on some dates in your logbook. So let's walk through this together, because once you see how it's built, you'll never be confused by it again. Before we get into it, a quick shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. It's a great way to mark the milestones that actually mean something, the ones only another pilot really understands, aviationsoul.com. Okay, let's build this rule from the ground up. The core of 6157 is what we call the passenger carrying requirement, and the language matters, so listen closely. To act as pilot in command of an aircraft carrying passengers, you must have made, within the preceding 90 days, 3 takeoffs and 3 landings. 3 takeoffs, 3 landings, 90 days. Now here's the first place people trip. That 90 days is a rolling window. It is not the calendar. It doesn't reset on the first of the month. Every single day, the clock is counting backward 90 days from right now and asking in that window, did you make your 3 and 3? So if you flew a beautiful set of pattern work on the 15th of one month, those landings are good for 90 days from the 15th. Not to the end of some month, not to the end of the quarter. 90 days from the day you did them, and then they fall off the back end and they're gone. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. Those takeoffs and landings have to be in the same category and class of aircraft. Category and class, those are specific words in our world. Category in this context is the broad grouping. Airplane, rotorcraft, glider, class is the next level down. For airplanes, that's single engine land, multi-engine land, single engine sea, multi-engine sea. So if you've been flying your single engine land airplane all season and you're current in it, that currency does not carry over to a seaplane. Different class. And if you fly a tail dragger, we've got a special wrinkle coming for you in just a minute. So hang on. Let me give you a real scenario, because this is where it gets practical. It's a gorgeous Saturday. You haven't flown in about 2.5 months. You go out to the airport alone, you do a couple of laps in the pattern, 3 nice landings, you taxi back feeling great. In that moment, you have just made yourself current. You are now legal to carry passengers for the next 90 days. Here's the key that people miss. You do not need an instructor for this. You do not need a flight review for this. You, by yourself, flying solo, doing 3 takeoffs and 3 landings, resets your own passenger currency. You're the pilot in command, you log it, and you're good. Now flip that scenario. Say you did those 3 landings, and then your friend walks up and says, "Hey, can I hop in?" Absolutely, you're current. But here's the question I want, burned into your brain. Could you have taken that friend up for the very first landing, before you'd done your 3? No, because you weren't current when you started. The passengers have to wait until after you've made your 3 takeoffs and landings. You cannot get current with passengers already on board. Get yourself squared away first, then load the airplane. Now, let's talk about the tail dragger wrinkle, because this one catches people. If the airplane is a tailwheel airplane, the regulation says your landings have to be to a full stop. You can't do touch and goes to satisfy currency in a tail dragger. Wheels down, come to a stop, then go again. 3 full stop landings. Why? Because in a tailwheel airplane, the landing isn't over when the mains touch. The hardest part, the part where the airplane wants to swap ends on you, happens during the rollout, as that tailwheel settles and your feet are dancing on the rudder. The regulation is quietly telling you the whole point of the exercise is the part you'd skip if you just added power and flew away. So you have to see it through to a stop. For the rest of us in a nosewheel airplane, in the daytime, touch and goes are just fine. Touch, roll, go, that counts. But now, Now we get to the part of 6157 that trips up more pilots than anything else in the entire regulation night. There is a completely separate currency requirement for carrying passengers at night, and it stacks on top of the daytime rule. It doesn't replace it, it's an additional layer. Here's how it reads. To carry passengers at night, within the preceding 90 days, you must have made 3 takeoffs and 3 landings to a full stop, and those have to be done during the period beginning 1 hour after sunset and ending 1 hour before sunrise. Let's unpack every piece of that, because every piece matters. First, full stop. At night, for everybody, tail dragger or not, the landings must be to a full stop. No touch and goes count for night currency. Full stop, every time, all 3. Second, that timing definition. 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise, this is a stricter definition of night than you might expect, and here's where people get burned. There are actually different definitions of night floating around in the regulations, and they don't all agree for logging night flight time. The rule uses the end of evening civil twilight, but for currency, for these full stop landings, the FAA wants them squarely in the dark. 1 hour after sunset. Not at sunset, not at dusk, a full hour after the sun goes down. So, picture this. The sun sets at 7:40 in the evening. You go out at 8:15, still a little glow on the horizon, and you knock out 3 full stop landings. You log them proudly as night currency. But they don't count, because you needed to wait until 8:40, 1 full hour after sunset, before the clock even started for currency purposes. That is a genuine, common mistake. Pilots think they're night current, they're not, and they don't find out until an examiner or an insurance adjuster is asking questions. Give yourself the buffer. When in doubt, go later. Now here's the beautiful part about how these two rules interact, and this is the payoff for understanding the structure. Those 3 full stop night landings, done in the window, satisfy both requirements at once. If you're night current, you're automatically day current too, because a full stop landing is still a landing. So the pilot who does their currency at night has covered all their bases. But the pilot who only ever flies in the daytime, doing daytime touch and goes, has satisfied the day rule and done absolutely nothing for the night rule. So, think about what that means on a real evening. You're day current. You've been flying all summer. A friend asks you to take them up to watch the sunset. Beautiful idea. But if that flight lands after dark and you have not made 3 full stop landings at night in the last 90 days, you cannot legally have that passenger on board once it's night. You could fly it yourself, solo, no problem. Currency at night for passengers is about the passengers. But the moment you've got someone in the right seat and it's dark, that separate 90-day clock has to be alive. Let's pause and let me be honest with you about something. Because that's the promise of this show. Learning to fly is hard. It is expensive. And keeping up with all of this, the 90 days here, the full stops there, the 1 hour after sunset, it can feel like the regulations are just waiting to catch you. I get it. But I want to reframe how you see this rule, because the FAA didn't write 6157 to trap you. They wrote it because landing an airplane is a perishable skill, especially at night. The sight picture is different. The depth perception is harder, the runway comes up at you in a way it just doesn't in daylight. 3 landings every 90 days is honestly the floor. It is the legal minimum, the least the FAA will accept before they say you probably shouldn't be responsible for someone else's life up there. Which brings me to the single most important idea in today's whole segment. Currency is not the same thing as proficiency. Say that back to yourself on the drive home. Currency is legal. Proficiency is safe. They are not the same, and the gap between them is where people get hurt. Let me paint it for you. A pilot who did 3 touch and goes on day 89, then didn't fly for 3 months, then went out on a gusty, low visibility afternoon to take the family to lunch 2 states away. That pilot is legally current, the logbook is perfect, and that pilot may be nowhere near ready for the flight they're about to attempt. The regulation is a minimum, your judgment has to live above it. So, here's the practical takeaway. The thing I want you to actually do, don't fly to the regulation, fly to your own personal standard, and make it higher. Here's how I coach my own students on this once they've got the certificate. Pick a number that's tighter than the rule. Maybe for you it's, I won't carry passengers unless I've flown in the last 30 days, not 90. Maybe it's before any night flight with people on board. I go do a few laps by myself first, that same evening, just to knock the rust off. Maybe it's, if I haven't flown in a month, my first flight back is solo in good weather, and I go make some landings before I do anything else. None of that is required by 61.57. All of it will make you a safer pilot than the regulation alone ever could. And here's a little wisdom for the Czech ride crowd, because I know some of you are prepping right now. When you sit down for that oral and the examiner asks you about recent flight experience, they are not just looking for you to recite the 90 days and the 3 landings. The examiner is looking for you to understand the difference between day and night, to know that night landings are full stop, to nail that 1 hour after sunset detail, and most of all to show that you understand the spirit of the thing. If you can explain that currency is the legal floor and not the goal, you have shown that examiner exactly the kind of judgment they want to sign off on. The Airman certification standards ask you to correlate this stuff, not just memorize it. Show them you see the why. One more scenario before we wrap, because I want to close the loop on that opening question. Remember, I asked you the exact date of your last 3 takeoffs and landings. Here's why that matters. The pilots who can answer that instantly are usually the ones flying often enough that they don't even have to worry about the rule. It takes care of itself. The pilots who had to stop and think, those are the ones for whom this rule is about to become very real on some Saturday when a friend asks for a ride and there's a quiet little voice going, "Wait, when did I last fly?" Don't let that be a surprise. Open your logbook tonight, find the date, do the math. And if you're getting close to that 90-day edge, go make it a reason to fly. Go do some landings. That's never a bad way to spend an afternoon. The details we covered today come straight out of Part 61 of the Federal Aviation Regulations and the FAA's own guidance on recent flight experience. And it's all worth reading in your own copy so you can see the exact wording for yourself. If you want more of these plain language breakdowns, they live over at radiohanger.com. I'm Pattern. Go find that date in your logbook. And then go make 3 landings just because you can. Blue skies.